Mary Bradley, are you here? Mary Boyle Bradley. This is, I have to tell you, there is absolutely no point introducing the next person. That's my one break in the whole day. I don't have to introduce Mary for two reasons. One, she's not a patient, and she's an author, and she has just published a superb book that you're going to hear about. And two, if I told you her story, she'd just tell it to you all over again, so I'm not even going to bother. She's getting five-star reviews on Amazon.com. I just checked the other day.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm delighted to be here today, and I would like to thank Dr. Gluck and his son, Joel, for organizing this event. I hope that it will be the first of many LDN conferences worldwide. It is wonderful to be able to match our faces to our screen names, and I'm thrilled to be joined by my husband, Noel, and that's not him on the cover, by the way, because I can now prove to him that I don't really have imaginary friends. The real Noel. So what do I know about LDN? I certainly don't know as much as many of the people present here. I don't know the exact medical mechanics by any means. But I know enough to know that Dr. Bahari has discovered something wonderful that has the potential to improve millions of lives. That is why I wrote a book about it. I want Dr. Bahari to receive a Nobel Prize. I'm not kidding. I really do. To be honest, I needed to write the book, for me more than anyone, because it is difficult to rest easy when you know there is something so simple that people with disturbed immune systems need but don't know about, because the system works against getting a cheap drug into a clinical trial and medically recognized. That is why we need a trial. It is just so wrong. I think it should be considered criminal. But that is the system we have been trying to seduce for the last few years. There is no bad guy. We have serious credibility issues in a system that is just not interested. However, I have absolutely no doubt that a trial will happen, because the people involved in that pursuit are relentless and dedicated, even obsessed, and for good reason, because LDN has changed lives. I will share how it changed my life. Picture this. A young woman, mom, living in New Jersey. She's Irish. Let's make her a size 6 for a pleasant visual. She has 3 kids, age 3, 2, and 1, and a dashing husband who loves her very much, and she him. Dashing husband has primary progressive MS, and as the term implies, he is progressing rapidly. The handsome couple are Noel and Mary. Noel's neurologist attends all of the MS conferences and assures us that he knows everything there is to know about MS and suggests taking Noel off Avonex and onto Copaxone. But Mary befriends complete strangers on the internet who convince her that a doctor by the name of Dr. Bahari in New York City can stop her husband's primary progressive MS from progressing. Imagine. I don't know about you guys, but I completely relate to people who want to beat me up when I first tell them about LDN. I mean, we're all too old to believe in Santa Claus. But I was desperate. My back was against the wall. So I phoned Dr. Bahari, and he spoke to me for about 45 minutes, and he assured me that LDN would stabilize my husband. Mary tells Noel. Dashing husband naturally deems she is demented, and insists she accept his rapid decline gracefully and make the most of every day. Mary tells him all about her virtual friends in cyberspace and the success they have had with LDN. The duo approach the neurologist, who, after recommending intensive therapy for dismal damsel, writes a script for Noel for LDN, convinced that it would not work. He wrote the script on the basis that it would do him no harm and is therefore in line with the first guiding principle of medicine. First, do no harm. What a wonderful concept. And that should be our starting point, ladies and gentlemen. When I ask you, when you look at everything else we have, does it even come close? Noel started LDN and stabilised as Dr. Bahari predicted. Much time has passed, 3 years in September, and he remains stable despite massive stress at times. Noel has not experienced any brand new symptom since September 2002 when he started taking LDN. To be honest, part of me is still in shock at how well LDN is working for Noel. Noel uses a wheelchair when we are out and about, so people may think that he is not a great poster child for LDN. Surely he should be skipping. But in my mind, Noel is the perfect poster child because the onslaught has stopped. And that's the key word. The onslaught, it's stopped. In the nick of time, in Noel's case, whereby he can still live a full, functional, independent and happy married life. As a result of that knowledge that nobody can dispute, I couldn't just forget about it. I told everyone I knew about it. I kicked off the LDN campaign in Ireland. I tried posting on MS Ireland, but I was blocked, and that annoyed me. But way back then, I emailed each member of MS Ireland individually, as their email was listed, and I phoned each MS branch personally. A friend of mine, Robert Joyce in Galway, in the west of Ireland, tried LDN. It arrested both his MS and sarcoidosis. He had the ultimate life-changing experience, and I so wish he was here today because he tells the most compelling story in such a laid-back manner that he puts every Irish storyteller to shame. Robert's neurologist is now scripting his LDN in Ireland, and the Western Health Board, i.e. the government, pays for it, and a local pharmacist in Galway, Brendan Quinn, distributes it. Brendan has 30 patients, the last I spoke to him, and all but one had improvement on LDN. And by improvement, I'm not actually sure if that means stabilised, but none of them got worse. My brother is a doctor in Ireland, Dr. Phil Boyle, and he has 3 patients with rheumatoid arthritis at the moment on LDN, all of whom are also doing remarkable. The Irish and European governments have interest. They are the ones forking out for the expensive approved meds. The healthcare in Ireland and England is different to here. There the government pays for it. So you would think they would jump at the chance to investigate LDN. But I have learned and written that it is not that straightforward. However, the LDN snowball did get bigger. Ireland joined forces with people in England, Scotland and Wales. Dr. Bahari went on Irish radio and really got the momentum going on the other side of the Atlantic. I presented the Irish government with a trial proposal on behalf of Dr. Bahari, and they still have it. Meanwhile, I've contacted many celebrities and other governments and tried to entice them to investigate, but to no avail. So what did I do? I wrote a book about it because I needed to write it down, because it is a story that has to get out there, and it was great therapy. How could anyone keep a story like that to themselves? It is just too, too big. I hope that my book, Up the Creek with a Paddle, subtitled Beat MS and Many Autoimmune Disorders, will help take the LDN movement forward. And I predict that it is the first book of many on the topic. It is funny how things happen in life. The book is actually a collection of emails to my kids. To my kids' kindergartner teacher. I met a lady named Rosemary Condy in September 2003, and I instantly loved conversing with her. She's about 55 and a lot of fun. But I accidentally included her in an email to a group of LDN contacts a couple of years ago, and because of that email, she told me that her 26-year-old daughter at the time had an autoimmune illness, Samter's, and she was hopeful that LDN could help her. Her daughter met Dr. Bahari and started LDN, and it does seem to be helping her. How crazy is that? If you believe in coincidence, it was a classic. I'm glad that our connection grew because it turned out that the only way I could get my story onto paper was by telling Rosemary the whole thing from the very beginning, from the first day I met Noel, in a series of emails. And when I was done getting the story off my chest, the teachers in Bergen County are really patient. It took me about 6 weeks. I compiled the emails into a manuscript, and the first publishing house that received it loved it and just ran with it. That is why I dedicated the book to Rosemary, and that is why when people read it, they tell me that it is as if I'm just sitting there telling them a story, because that is what I did. It is the best story ever. You see, Santa Claus himself even comes second. The book is an easy read, very informative, and I'm absolutely shameless in plugging it. I just want the world to hear it, the whole story. I hide nothing, and I want Pierce Brosnan to play Noel in the movie. I bought 50 copies of the book, and I intend to send one to a list of key targets in the hope that one of them will shine the spotlight on it. I have not given up on Oprah by any means. She knows my name. This is the bottom line. My husband has not experienced anything brand new, despite having primary progressive MS, because he started LDN in September 2002. There is nothing better. There is nothing better than the release from the onslaught of a progressive degenerative illness. I feel for everyone in our boat pre-LDN. I want them to change their future like we did, and I have thought about the what if Noel found LDN earlier. In my opinion, we need a large-scale clinical trial of MS and LDN to blow the socks off the status quo. Such a trial would shed much light on the mechanics of the immune system and hopefully redirect research to help the children of today, like my own, who are at risk of developing a disturbed immune system illness tomorrow. The neurologist has assured me I've nothing to worry about, but I'm worried. I have one more line. Beyond all else, my children are my incentive. But to conclude, I will end with a relevant quote. It's from Helen Keller. Many persons have a wrong idea of what constitutes true happiness. It is not attained through self-gratification, but through fidelity to a worthy purpose.